You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And we're back for hour two of the Alternative Media, folks. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf here on this Saturday, May 29, 2021. Here with me today, Patrick Slattery, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Mike Sledge. And, well, we should get to the phones, but I'm sorry, did I sense someone wanted to comment on the one of the articles I just brought up?
No, but I was having fun talking about the idea of women in charge of society. But we can talk about that with callers if they want to talk about that.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to the phones.
Sorry, fellas, I had to step away a second. I'm back though.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones then. We have a couple of callers on the line. Let's see. First, we have. Okay. I guess it's Art first on the line, I believe. Art in Georgia.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
That's good. Good, Art. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, boy. So much that you've covered already. I guess really the big thing for me, I'm here in Georgia, and I'm only about 45 miles away from the Georgia Guidestones. I used to take people there regularly when you could just walk up to the thing, but you can't do that anymore thanks to vandals. But it was interesting to be able to take people and actually show them that this thing was real, because a lot of people didn't want to believe it. Of course, now most people believe it, but they believe that they're there, but they think they don't want to accept what is actually engraved on these stones. But then you also talked about other things, and one of the things that really stood out at me was when talking about the virus and, of course, the digital currency, microchipping, all of this ties in together. And I was talking to someone here a few weeks ago. It's been interesting since this whole coronavirus thing began, the conversations I've had with people, and trying to get them to come to the accept the fact that this was a laboratory-created virus. It is real, but created in a laboratory beginning right here at Fort Detrick, Maryland, right here in the great U.S. of A. And the spike protein was successfully connected to the coronavirus from the horseshoe bat, which comes from China. But that was done at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where they were able to successfully attach the spike protein to the coronavirus, which made it possible for the virus to attach itself to the human cell. Now, talking with people, you know, they want to know, well, why would somebody create this? Why would they do this? Why blah, 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 blah? I said, well, there's all kinds of different reasons why. Biological weaponry. That's, you know, number one in U.S. technology these days, bioweapons manufacturing and research. This ranks up, I guess, in the top five, I guess, of the big things that the military looks at when they look at weaponry, bioweaponry. But then there's a more civilian use for it. Now, let's take the Georgia Guidestones. Could there be a connection here somewhere? Potentially. Look at the very first plank of the Georgia Guidestones, where it talks about maintaining a population no more than 50 million, I think it is?
500,000.
Yeah, 500 million.
500 million, right.
500 million, that's it.
Yeah, half a billion.
500 million, that's it. So that means you have to have at least I mean, you're talking a lot of people. I forget the percentage, but we're talking about like
15 out of 16, maybe?
Yeah, something like that, to get the population down to that. Well, how would you do it? And they're looking, well, the virus ain't going to... No, the virus isn't going to do it. Because if you think about the fact that now most people are beginning to accept the fact that the virus is created in a lab, that there is the possibility it was intentionally released. We don't know this for a fact, but it's potential. It's possible. And then look at the Georgia Guidestones. If you want to reduce the population, you don't just unleash the virus on the world and watch a bunch of people die. Not in those kind of numbers. But let's go back to 2010 at the TED Talks when Bill Gates said, and I quote, "The population is currently at 6.8 billion and very rapidly moving toward 9 billion. But if we do a really great job," and he did actually say great job, folks, "with health care," well, that could be any number of things, "reproductive health care," which is code speak for abortion, "and vaccines, we could reduce that population." Which population? The population. Or we could reduce that number. What number? The population of the planet by 10 to 15%. Now, we look at the history, and I've actually done a timeline that I can go all the way back to 1997 and show you many different exercises, drills, acts of legislation, executive orders, and so on, which led up to this very moment that we currently live in, including the creation of the virus and what could have been the actual plans for it. And it just seems to me that this would be the most logical way to go about reducing the population, would be by sterilization by way of vaccine, which is also why Bill Gates bragged about investing in vaccines and pharmaceuticals was the best move he ever made.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he said if we're smart about it, that could go a long way toward depopulation, to paraphrase.
Absolutely. And with respect to the digital currency, let's not forget, it was only just a few months ago when I was reading an article talking about the Federal Reserve, the IMF, and the World Bank, as well as other banking systems around the world, were all coming together to create a single global digital currency. This is because they want to do it. They want to get rid of Bitcoin and the rest, because they don't control Bitcoin and the rest of them, do they? So they need to come up with something to replace the dollar, because the dollar is going to collapse. There is no doubt, shouldn't be any doubt in anybody's mind. The dollar is on the way out. Well, something's got to replace it. You want the yen? You want the yuan? What do you want? A digital currency. Why? Aaron Russo is the name you were looking for earlier. Former director and producer, was murdered. He didn't die. He was murdered. He did a documentary called Freedom to Fascism, in where he talked about his friendship with Nelson Rockefeller, when Nelson Rockefeller was telling him about how there was going to be people, they were going to be looking for people in caves in Afghanistan that weren't there. There were going to be all these wars in the Middle East and all of this, that, and the other. Blah, 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 blah.
David Rockefeller or Nelson? Nelson, I think, died in 1970.
Nelson Rockefeller.
Nelson, he died in like 1978, the former vice president. Okay.
Yes, that was the video was like in 1999, I believe. Yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for. Thanks for that.
Right. And so he asked Nelson, he says, "Well, why do you want to do all this?" He said, "Well, to get everybody chipped." "Well, why would you want to do that?" "Because if they say something or do something we don't like, we just turn the damn chip off." And I'm sitting here looking right now at a chip that was created at Columbia University in New York, and it actually sits inside a 1 millimeter needle. In fact, what was the name of the company? Hitachi has created a chip that's only 0.15 by 0.15 millimeters in size and 7.5 millimeters thick. All of these can be injected through needle. And they're already, folks, do a search. Actually, you don't have to do a search. Just go online. The number 2, the number 0, the number 2, the number 0, 2020.org. I'm sorry, ID, 2020.org. ID2020.org. Start reading. Read every single page on that website. Don't skip over anything. They will actually tell you all about how they're creating these digital IDs all around the world. The pilot program began where? Oh, the same place a lot of pilot programs begin, Africa, because all these people in these itty-bitty little villages don't have any digital ID, so they got no way to prove who they are. Go to an African village and ask, do you know who that person is? That person, that person, that. Everybody knows who everybody is. Why? Because they don't have the technology we have, so everybody's out meeting everybody, and so everybody knows everybody. Why do they need a digital ID? They can be linked into the global system. But that's not the scary part. The scary part is that they have been, for the past couple years now, injecting people with microchipping people in Austin freaking Texas. And it's right there on the website. They admit it. Time to pull your heads out of the sand, people. This is it. This is for all the marbles. Winner, take all, call it what you want. This is our last shot. If we end up with a one-party system like you guys are talking about, we're done.
I agree. You know, I've seen that thing in Austin, Texas. I saw a guy who was getting a haircut, and he was saying that in the homeless shelter he was in, they could come in if they took the chip. That it was like, you know, you can stay here overnight, but we're going to give you this chip. And that's been, what, 4 or 5 years ago, I think. I think it was during the election when I saw that video. Yep. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more, man. This train is coming right at us. We got to do something to get off of the track or stop the, you know, how do you stop a train, you know, but that's happening. I agree with you completely.
Dynamite.
There you go. We can't call for that. We can't be calling for that here, but yeah.
So for those of you ain't been prepping, like I've been prepping for 25 years. I saw this coming a long time ago. I'm not stupid by no means. But those of you who ain't prepping and those of you who have never prepped, I feel really bad for you because you are the guys that are going to be up the creek without the paddle and without the raft.
Just to clarify, this seems to be a plandemic. A lot of things seem to have been planned in advance, right? And the virus itself isn't that lethal. And if it's the virus is a bioweapon, it's real dud of a bioweapon. But more likely, it's just a ruse by which the vaccines can be introduced. Okay, vaccines play a role in, you know, through whatever mechanism, in reducing fertility, in preventing population. Now, the population has been rising fast, and it's been especially rising fast in Africa, and population, you know, the population explosion really is a problem. So it's not that trying to stop population growth, I mean, obviously, if you're trying in the near term to reduce it to 500 million, yeah, that's like massive world genocide or something, but trying to do something about population growth in and of itself isn't evil, but you see what they're doing, where are they preventing the population growth? Are they preventing the population growth in Africa, or are they preventing the population growth in Europe and America and then importing a bunch of Africans into it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Patrick, you nailed it right
there.
Good question. Also, there's something else. But listen here, there's something else taking place that's important. I don't like this recent narrative that some of the intelligence community in Washington, D.C. is putting out on this the Wuhan lab. I call it the Wu-Tang lab. You know, it's a stupid story. But anyway, you know, look, that narrative to me is very fishy. I don't trust it. I don't, you know, this whole bioweapon thing, because, you know, at the end of the day, they want to make money. And the way to make money is to put out more of the vaccine, to put out more pharmaceuticals, all that kind of stuff. It's a big money system. Now, they're having a hard time getting the vaccine, getting that 40% of the population to take the vaccine. But guess what? if they can convince that 40% of the population in America that's skeptical of taking it, that there's a real Chinese bioweapon out there and that it's real and it's deadly, then guess what? Maybe we can bring out another vaccine to protect you from bioweapons down the road. So this is, I'm very skeptical of this whole Wuhan narrative. I think it's a bunch of baloney. And I think it's a way to prop up the idea that vaccines are a good thing. I don't believe they are. And to go back to what Patrick said, I also would like to say this. He's totally right. There is a population boom. There is a population growth problem in India, in Africa. Okay, but what are they doing? They're killing off the white race, and they're bringing in third world populations into white Western civilization. That is the problem. That is their real goal. And you know, and they always put in these little titles like "From Freedom to Fascism." Aaron Russo was a Jew. He puts in a title called "From Freedom to Fascism." This isn't fascism. This is oive communism globally is all it is. And so, you know, anyway, I'm highly skeptical of many in the conspiratard community, but, you know, I'll leave it at that.
Okay, well, we should... Okay, Art, well, we have a couple other callers that we should give fair time to, but if you want to add one more point, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say one other thing on the vaccine. When people ask me how in the hell could I explain how vaccines could lower the population. Think back, and I know this gets a little crazy for some folks, think back years ago, a Stargate episode in which the population of the world had dramatically reduced, but it took many, 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 many years for that to happen. Well, it was done through a vaccine program that these off-worlders had introduced that was going to make everybody immune to all these diseases, and they used the vaccine to reduce the population. I believe, as was stated, this virus is not that bad. It's not that dangerous. The flu kills a lot more people than this vaccine does every year, and it does it in less months. When we look at what Bill Gates has said, talking about using vaccines, this is what I believe is the real threat here. The vaccine used against a fake threat, the coronavirus, although the virus is real, it's just not what they say it is. But use that threat to get the people to take the vaccine, and the vaccine will begin to slowly sterilize people generation by generation until eventually you get the population down where you want. Remember, these people, these Jews, and they're not Jews, they're Ashkenazi Khazarians is what they are. Let's call them what they are. Talmudic Zionist Ashkenazi Khazarians. That's what they are. They're not Jews. They're fakes. They're frauds. They're phonies.
Okay,
are very patient. They're very, very patient. They've been working at this for over 100 years. They're very patient. Anyway, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Art. And you make a lot of good points. I have read articles recently confirming what you gentlemen have mentioned, that we are seeing population reductions, and I'd say through a number of things, why fertility rates are affected, well, vaccines, but also just all the chemicals and everything around us. It's so much hypocrisy in the standards for harmful substances in industry for corporate profit. But in Africa, the population is booming. We artificially send them, you know, all of the surplus of funding and food, where their natural conditions and environment wouldn't support such a constant population boom in Africa and other similar third world regions, and then import all these people to where the populations are dwindling, especially the white nations of Europe, America, and elsewhere. Of course, economic conditions, a number of things contribute to the depopulation, and you know, yeah, everything in legislation supporting the non-white agenda. But no, that was a very good call. We have Chris in Vegas, but I see we're up on the break. If you wanted to introduce, okay, we'll hold that thought. Chris in Vegas, we'll be right back. Stick around, folks.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here on the Alternative Media, folks. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf, here with Patrick Slattery, Mike Sledge, and Stephen Douglas Whitener today. One other thing I was going to add for artificial effects on population numbers, really all of the manufactured drought conditions and engineered crop failures, food shortages, including perhaps the biggest yet we're hearing could be this coming harvest season. Ice Age Farmer has done a lot of excellent research on this, and I've read a lot about just the mega drought conditions currently in the Midwest. Some claim there could be a lot of artificial inducement, we'll just say, from those in control of infrastructure and technology. But and I noticed large reservoirs in California are being drained into the oceans. I mean, I've read an interesting story on that from what seem to be reputable sources recently. So there is definitely an element. I'm not necessarily saying HAARP, you know, is the main player involved, to sound too tinfoil hat-y, so to speak, without proper evidence. But no, there are a lot of ways, therefore, that can ultimately affect you know, the population growth, you know, prosperity, even, you know, choosing to have a family, and even the social engineering, the gay agenda, the transgender agenda, all of that, to the white population, who do seem to be the largest, the most susceptible to the indoctrination in it, really. But we have Chris in Las Vegas. Thank you for holding so long, Chris. Good holiday weekend to you, Memorial Day. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I certainly miss Theron a lot. Art was correct. He's been a prepper for a long time. And being prepared is being informed with the truth. And that's what we do here. We search for the truth. So here's a truth burst for you this morning. I'm a genuine bona fide truth spreader, a shedder, if you will, and we're trying to bring the truth to the people. When we talk about the so-called election theft by this communist puppet, China Joe Biden, this was a Zio China coup d'etat on November, and of course then it was this crisis, the cry of ISIS event, managed production by Nancy Lucifer, Alessandro, her mafia father, Tony Alessandro, and her grandfather who created Mossad. This was a special operation. This was to frame the blame on Trump and the MAGA people. They did a fabulous job of it by inviting people in, taking down the barriers, keeping the Trump people away, and letting her Antifa, BLM, and undercover COINTELPRO crisis event provocateur agents take on the guise and the garbs and the disguises of wearing Trump regalia, MAGA regalia, and waving flags to give the impression that it was Trump's people and America lovers of MAGA that were going into there. And, of course, we still, we know the guy, his name is out, that shot Ashley Babbitt, but they've never released it. They're not prosecuting. And so when we understand that this is all a manufactured crisis event managed production, they teach this at the FBI's Academy in Quantico, Virginia, how to control the narrative by making a crisis not go to waste or converting it to your own devious privilege. And as a tactical battle plan, this is absolutely insane that Americans are buying this lie. They've been stealing elections for many, many years because the vote is merely a wish. I think it was George Carlin that said, if voting really mattered, they wouldn't let you do it. And obviously, they let us do it because they've got control of this whole sense of this illusion of election. I can't believe, and I don't think you guys can believe, that John McCain and I kept winning down in Arizona. Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. How can Maxine Mad Max Waters keep winning in California, or Nancy Pelosi out there? John Kerry is really Cohen. We know that. I mean, these people are a bunch of actors, stage actors. They're masterful. They're gaslighting the world. We've all been duped, tricked. It's just absolutely insane that we're listening to these maniacs, these global gangsters, mafia, mobsters, who are self-interested. That's what Sovietize means. It means to take it over and use it for your own self-interest to rob, plunder, rape, and pillage under the guise of protecting people. This is absolutely insane that we let them do this to us. And I, for one, and with, I think it was Patrick, it might have been Mike that said it earlier, we haven't had honest elections in America for many, many years. I hear the music. After a break, I'll finish up. Thanks.
All right. Hold on. Stay on the line. We'll let you continue with that thought, sir. And we'll be right back here on The Alternative Media.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back here on the Alternative Media, Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf, here with Patrick Slattery, Mike Sledge, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. We have Chris in Vegas on the line, and go ahead with your point, sir.
Well, if we remember that black box voting showed us many years ago that none of these votes are reliable because they're all fixed. Anytime you don't have a paper trail of accountability, a chain of custody to validate what's actually happened and be able to look back and with some regularity, these artificial intelligence controlled illusions of elections were made so they could actually manipulate things and control the outcome, because competition is sin, so they want the fixes in. And this is exactly how John McCain, this is how the Bush cabal got in. Remember, Prescott Bush was the progenitor of the National Defense Authorization Act of 1961, a.k.a. the Strom-Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act, former head of the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. And this is exactly Georgie Schraff, that's who G.H.W. Bush was. All these are actors. We don't know who these people really are. They pose as conservatives. It's kind of like the Lion of Zion, Paul Ryan, is up there. And, of course, now today Trump is telling us that he was the most dangerous guy in the Republican Party, because Nancy Pelosi was absolutely giddy whenever they appointed him as head of the Republican House. And that's because that was her agent that was getting in there. He was a rabbi. And so when we pay attention to these actual facts, we have been duped. This is a Ma trick, the evil tricks of the god Ma. This is what the Moloch sodomites do. They fill us with a bunch of lies, tell us it's the truth, and then we march on our merry way over the cliff, following like lemmings to our own demise, because we are not informed with the actual facts and the truth. These death head cults, the Yale skull and bonesmen of these psychopaths and global mafia controllers, these gangster banksters that want to take over the world, the party of Davos, this is exactly what we're dealing with. God bless America. I hope Farron and his situation is better. Thank you guys for sitting in for him. God bless Republic Radio, and pray for America, because we're under attack. We've been at war for many years. God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, sir. And next we have Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. You're on the air.
Hello, guys. How you hear me?
Just fine. It's fine. What's on your mind?
It's fine. Sure. Yes. Okay. I like Patrick, Dr. Slattery, the proper term, to maybe hit on that China and collusion, you know, release the virus, because I don't see why they would shoot themselves in the foot and release it on their own territory. We got to think back to the history of how the cabal does things. You know, they do one thing and then they pin it on the enemy of the week, you know. But I would like to point out also, Dr. Slattery had Mark Dankoff on, and they were talking about maybe Putin would strike at Israel in a targeted attack to take out their nukes if it came to that. I'm looking at the cleveland.indymedia.org, and Saturday, October 14th, Israeli embassy in NYC, a radiation hotspot. They were doing an aerial survey of New York City for, you know, radiation residue, and the Israeli embassy itself was found to be a very high radiation hotspot. So either they were smuggling nukes through there, nuclear materials, or the embassies around the world have nukes for their Samson option. And just 2 years later, when Michael Bloomberg came into office, he tried to ban Geiger counters in New York City from private ownership. You'd have to have a permit, just like a gun. So I'd like to kick that to Dr. Slattery, and then let's see what you all have to say about it. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, Patrick, are you available? He may have connection issue, or
may have boomed with himself.
tied up from being able to unmute right this second, perhaps.
Sure.
Okay, well, if someone else would like to comment until Patrick can respond, please.
Yeah, the caller mentioned this whole China virus Wuhan lab deal. I totally agree. I don't believe this theory that it was first pushed by Trump's intelligence community, Mike Pompeo, last year, and now it's being pushed again by the intelligence people under Sundowner Joe Biden. I think it's a scam. I don't believe in the Wuhan theory at all. And I think, as I said earlier in this broadcast, I think it's being pushed to create this new Cold War scenario that they're trying to push, so the military-industrial complex can make money, so the contractors can make money, and the pharmaceuticals and vaccine manufacturers can make money, because if they can convince the 40% of the American population that's very skeptical of vaccines that are almost completely on the Republican side, the conservative side, then they can get the vaccines out to people who feel like they need to take a jab to protect themselves against a Chinese bioweapon, folks. So, yeah, that's my take on that. I'm glad the caller brought that up. I think it's a bunch of BS, and I'm glad he brought it up.
All right. Well, do we have Patrick back? If not, Stephen, perhaps you'd like to comment.
I had not heard that about the Geiger counters. I can't imagine why he would. Well, of course I can, but I can't imagine how anyone would go along with banning Geiger counters. What possible, you know, justification is there for that? That's just ridiculous. I mean, they're definitely hiding something there. I don't know what, but that I had not heard that before, and that's very troubling. I don't know. Do you know why he, you know, what excuse he used? Sir, do you know what excuse they were using to try to make you have a license for a Geiger counter? I mean, that just seems ridiculous.
This is in www.indymedia.ie, and you can Google it. It comes up in Google, New York City to ban private Geiger counters. And
Thanks. I'll check that out. I just don't know. I can't imagine how.
Radioactive isotopes found in New York City after 9/11, so that may be tied to, you know. But I got my dogs barking again, so I'm going to let you. I'm going to hang up. Let you all answer. Bye bye.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I have not heard that yet, but I definitely will look into it. That's just beyond that someone would try to hide that, but you know, it just goes along with the plan, I guess.
Okay, well, looks like the we haven't seen Patrick able to return yet. I don't know, Mike. Did you have any further thoughts on that?
No, I haven't heard anything about the Geiger counter stuff. I'll have to check into that. But I do think I don't think there's any chance of you know, the caller also mentioned Putin maybe taking out nuclear facilities in Israel. I don't think there's any chance of that happening at all. I think that's a fantasy land. That's about it. I'm done.
Okay. Well, we seem to have open phones at the moment. So if anyone you know, wants to call in, you're welcome. About any other topics on your mind, gentlemen? I mean, I was mentioning the artificial food shortages we can expect. Farmers, small-time independent farmers, are being paid off to not grow their crops. That's even a thing. In addition to drought conditions and you know, just buying up of what Bill Gates is the largest owner of private farmland in the U.S. now. So, but he wants everyone else to eat synthetic meat and all this sort of thing.
The best way to control the population is through the food supply. Look. One can look at what Stalin did in starving out people in the former Soviet Union by controlling the food supply. And, you know, I think a lot of times people in alternative media like to get a little too much conspiratorial, talking about HAARP and weather modification, all this. It's really not that complicated. Those technologies weren't around when Stalin did it. You can do it very easily, as you just said, Bill Gates buying up the food supply. Just a few companies controlling most of big agriculture now. It's very easy to do, but when you control the food, you control the masses, and it's easy to starve people out. I think that really is what we're facing here in America, unfortunately, in the near future. I think that, if you look at it, very small farmers are left. Almost everything is big agriculture. As you said, Bill Gates buying up the farmland, major issue, because, you know, by controlling the food supply, you control the masses. It's that simple. And we learned that from the former Soviet Union and in Mao's China, where he starved out people as well through the food supply. So, it's a very important topic.
Steven, you had a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, I would point. Sure, I'd like to point out that they've already been starving us, quote unquote, with this in the midst of an obesity epidemic with what they've done to the food. These few corporations that control the food supply, you know, I personally have been through this myself several times trying to clean myself up from eating all of that junk that's legal to legal. Yeah, there's another issue, legal or lawful. But, you know, they have put all of this stuff, changed our diet with the enriched flour, the refined sugars, the glyphosate. All of that stuff is making us as sick as possible before the depopulation. And You know, like you said, they want to make money. If they can keep us as sick as possible and taking their pharmaceuticals as well as their vaccines, you know, until we die, then they just farm us like cattle in that regard. And I have I had my first. OK, back in 1990, I blew the whistle on this company called Aquatech. And I've done a show about that and talked about it. But I got burned with hydrogen chloride gas at the time in my sinuses and my lungs. And since ever since then, I would have this chronic sinus thing that I could not get rid of. The only two times since then I remember being completely cleared from it was when I was doing juicing and fasting. And I got that the toxic stuff that they feed us out of my system. I've recently tried to make that change again because, you know, I've been fighting this infection off, and eventually it would knock back with antibiotics and steroids, which is not good for me. And so I've started fighting it the same way again, and I'm starting to feel results already. So it's I saw this video. I don't know the guy, that I can't bring his name up, but it's called Diseases of Western Civilization, and goes through the history of the way our diet has changed and all these things that are, you know, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, all those are being caused by what we're eating in the Western diet. And that, you know, that's another good point. I just, you know, that personally, that's what I've been through recently, that they've been using this food supply to control us, to farm us like cattle. You know, it's diabolical. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you there. And I do believe that the one caller that said this is it, this is for all the marbles, I think that they're going beyond trying to make money now, that this is the big play that they've been planning for all these years. I don't know what comes next, probably the cyber thing, and then, you know, the food. I think that we're at that point now. I think that it's beyond them just making money. I wanted to point that out while you were saying that they just wanted to make money. I think they've got all the money at this point. So I don't know what comes next, but I you know, it ain't going to be pretty. I'll let go to the callers. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. We have Daniel in Canada next on the line. Hello, Daniel. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. I don't know. I guess Patrick having a boomer moment with his microphone. Who knows?
He had a step away.
I'm sorry if I missed anything.
I just wanted to talk, you know, no big whoop. I wanted to switch gears. And there's been a lot of talk about the Anti-Defamation League in the news lately. I mean, every other week I'm hearing them talk about this or that. And I wanted to ask you, gentlemen, if you could go into your version of like how the ADL was founded, with the trial of Leo Frank and the death of and the rape of Mary Fagan, and I'll take your answer off the air. Thanks.
Well, I mean, that is how it got started. A young Jewish manager at a pencil company in where was it? Columbus, Georgia, or Marietta, somewhere down in Georgia.
Atlanta.
Was it in Atlanta? Okay. And a young 15-year-old worker there was raped and murdered. And apparently the manager, Leo Frank, tried to pin it on a black guy. And people saw through it, but and so, I mean, that's the origin of the Anti-Defamation League, is to support Jewish criminals. That's its origin, just like the Black Lives Matter, which is basically another Jewish organization. When you get down to it, Black Lives Matter is all about making a safe work environment for black criminals. It's kind of like a black criminals OCS. Is that what do you call it? The OSHA for black criminals. So that's my take on it. And of course, now it's become, you know, the ADL has become, along with the SPLC, the two quasi-official censors in the United States, which is really perverse.
Yeah, I think it's funny, Dr. Sutter, you just mentioned the history of the ADL there, and how Leo Frank tried to blame it on a black janitor at the pencil factory, and nobody bought it. You know, in racist Georgia, in 1913, whenever it was, somewhere around there, you know, they didn't believe, the jury didn't believe black janitor did it. They believe that Leo Frank did it the whole time, because he did. But I find it funny that now, you know, you have Susan Rosenberg, who's basically in charge of finance for Black Lives Matter. You know, it basically is an adjunct of a criminal Jewish power. That's all it is. But I do find it funny that blacks in this country have no problem siding with the Judaic left. When, if you look at the real history, they have been the most brutal people to the black community, and it's pretty. Anyway, I heard the music.
It's pretty ironic, pretty hypocritical, indeed. We'll be right back with the final segment. Stick around, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back on the alternative media here, folks. Final segment. We only have two callers. I mean, we do have two callers in only a few minutes, so maybe about a minute each, gentlemen, to get your points across, please, due to the time. Tom in Utah, you're on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Just want to remind people that when food supplies get tough, you better learn what wild plants are edible. Become familiar with the weeds that can support your life. I don't know how many times I have to scream that out. But anyway, go to lifesaved.org and give me a call. Don't be afraid. Call me and I'll talk to you more about some of the techniques to survive.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tom. And we have one more caller here, Mark in Philadelphia. We only have about a minute or two. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, I'm here on the front leading edge of what's going on in America here in Philadelphia, which is a power center for the tribe. And I want to acknowledge Art and say he's right on, and also Chris, because this is a dramatization. This is the Hegelian dialectic is they warped the minds of people, especially here in America. Get people to capitulate, to line up, to volunteer for their own demise. And that's what's at work right now. People are, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's people out here begging to get the vaccine. That they talk about it like it's a stylistic fashion thing. You know, like, oh, which one did you get? Well, I got this one. Well, how about you? It's ridiculous. This is the mesmerization. This is psychodrama bullshit. Okay, and it's coming at us, and it's here to destroy us, and people don't get that they're about to be lined up to be slaughtered, and that's what's happening.
An RBN was like bull honk.
Yes, please, yeah.
So thank you for opening up keeping Farron's channel open. I look for him to come back, but I appreciate you guys having the conversations you have and being open forum for others to share their perspective. And like I said, Art and Chris are both right on, and from a different perspective, but they're right on. So thank you very much, guys.
Okay. Any of you gentlemen have any final comments here?
Yeah, I want to say one thing real fast, and that is that I think we need to be careful of this sky is falling, the sky is falling, you know, everything's going to go to hell in the next year, 2 years. I mean, you know, we really don't know. Look. They've been doing their globalist agenda for years, their Oy Vey agenda for years. You know, usually they like to go two steps forward, one step back. I actually think it's going to be a pretty smooth summer, if you want to know my personal opinion. I think they want to de-radicalize what they're doing more than anything because they've overreached. I think a lot of them know they've overreached. So anyway, my final point is don't panic. Stay sane. You know, keep your wits about you. There's no reason to go, you know. That's my final point I'd like to make.
Okay, and Patrick, did you want to make any final points, sir?
Yeah, I mean, stay calm. On the one hand, things really, really have gone very crazy, but I think Mike's advice is very good advice. Just stay calm. We don't gain anything by getting crazy.
All right, well, thank you, Mike.
I would agree. Thanks. And just y'all be good to each other out there, no matter what happens. Thanks very much for having me. I enjoyed this and look forward to doing it again. Just a shout-out to Farron, too. Hope you'll be back soon and it all is well. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Mike. And thank you to all the listeners. Please support RBN, folks. It's your donations that keep all of this possible. And until Farron is ready to come back, we'll be holding down the fort. Stick around and have a good holiday weekend for Memorial Day.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.